I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In a joint statement, Drexel and Tower Health essentially say they want to make sure those who St. Christopher serves are still cared for, still have access to the services they get now, and that happens uninterrupted. Now, coming together is nothing new for the university and Tower. Both signed on to a two-decade-long academic agreement earlier this year. Their bid is one of two that are on the table, according to the Inquirer and Philadelphia Business Journal. The other offers from KPC Global. The California-based company previously expressed interest in buying and reopening Hahnemann University Hospital. It was the announcement earlier in the summer that Hahnemann and St. Chris's parent company would file for bankruptcy, and that eventually led to Hahnemann's closure and St. Christopher becoming available. It's not clear at this point how much money Drexel and Tower and KPC Global are willing to pay. Who won't be paying is a group made up of Temple, Jefferson, Einstein, and PCOM. Months after saying they would consider buying St. Christopher's, they said they would not go forward and put a bid in. Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio.